It's the John Curley and Sherry Ellicker Show. Jake Skorheim in today for John Curley. If you want to check out our Instagram page, just go to the John and Sherry Show. And Sherry is spelled S-H-A-R-I. Well, over in North Carolina, Chapel Hill, they are considered to be heroes because they did what, Jake Skorheim?
Well, there is a bunch of college campus protests happening right now. There's one at UW, I believe. I think there might even be two encampments at UW right now. But all across the country, there's these protests happening. And at this one campus at UNC, a bunch of protesters had torn down the American flag, and they had replaced it with another flag, which, to the campus's credit, they went in very quickly with the police, and they replaced the flag. They put the American flag back up. But then a second time, protesters were attempting to take the American flag down again when the police backed out, and a bunch of students surrounded the flag and said that they weren't going to let anybody take it down. And those students happened to be members of a fraternity that was passing by at the time.
Right. Probably. And the flag was flying at half mast because, remember, there was four Charlotte, North Carolina police officers who had been killed earlier in the week. So it had even more meaning to it than just the flag.
But yes.
I think we have something from Fox.
Yeah, we have
right?
some audio of actually the incident. So we'll play that here for you.
This is a Fox News alert. While campuses struggle to get control of their students, at UNC Chapel Hill, they are bringing order back. Students restoring the American flag and singing the national anthem after activists replaced it with a Palestinian flag.
What's really interesting there is, there's obviously two very different camps of people. There's the ones who want to tear the flag down, and then there's the other ones who want to keep the flag up, honoring, you know, not only our country, but like you were saying, it was at half mast, in honor of those police officers who died. You can see in the video, which is really awful and disturbing, but these frat brothers are standing there holding this flag up. It's quite an image, actually, and people can see it. It's a really neat image because it's all these, it's just young people holding up their flag. And there's then all these other people around them who are wearing masks or face coverings who are kind of getting in their face and screaming at them and, you know, waving middle fingers at them and and at times they're, according to the story here, throwing rocks and bottles. And still these frat brothers are just sitting there and they're not like, it's not just them alone. There was a number of students who were cheering them on. They were, you know, obviously you can hear it's not just the 20 or so frat brothers who were holding the flag up. There was a lot of students in that courtyard who were singing along and cheering them, which I found to be really inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And it's one of those moments where you don't see this very much, especially among college kids, where they find some attachment to the flag or attachment to the United States. I mean, we only hear about the acts of, you know, defiance or people that are against the USA. I think we actually have a sound of one of the guys that was involved in the flag.
Yeah,
holding.
one of the frat brothers. His name is Alex. He talked to Fox.
I love America. I love that side of America. It's like we all just kind of connected our brains and stood there protecting one thing, and we all were like, we all were looking at every direction. If stuff was flying in, we would say heads up, we would cover each other, we would look out for other people, we would swap. We had like for an hour, and our hands did hurt, our arms did hurt. It was like a arm day for me that day. It was no gym happened that day afterwards. It was exhausting. You know, I remember we were all standing in there and I think I made a joke. I was like, oh, I don't know if it's a joke, but I was like, I was like, I'd die for this flag. And everybody was like, yeah, if they get any closer, we're going to start throwing hands. Like, we're not going anywhere. I don't care. They're going to have to tear me off this flag, like by my dead body, you know, stuff like that. And that was, you know, I'm smiling right now after such an insane day, but it's because it genuinely was hopeful. It was enjoyable to be in such an environment while doing what we think is right.
Did you?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no. I was going to say, so in American society, after something like this happens, what's the next thing that's going to happen? What is the thing that we can now monetize?
Well, in this case, they're going to throw one heck of a party.
They had a GoFundMe page started. $57,000 right now.
No. It's much more than $57,000. Can I give you the update? Because
yes.
The story has been spreading quite a bit. So they set up this GoFundMe page because obviously they're young people these days who know how to make sure that they don't lose the opportunity to capitalize on this. And so they set up this GoFundMe page and they said, they put up a thing here basically saying, hey, you know, we were defending the flag and if you want to donate, we would love to throw this rager, they call it. We'd love to throw a rager and celebrate all these people who love America and, you know, for stepping in and doing the right thing. And so I don't know what the original goal was on GoFundMe, but as of right now, they have 14,400 donations. The largest donation was for $10,000, and currently they have $472,000 on this GoFundMe page. Because it's the internet, and this is the way the internet works. Like when everybody sees the story, they go, oh, this is fun. I want to be a person who donates to this very simple thing that these people did. Like there's nothing really controversial about holding up the flag, you know?
No,
people like it.
There's nothing controversial about that, but can't they just be heroes or be the guys that didn't have to go to the gym that day? Did they have to make money on it? I mean, that's the part that just cheapens it a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Because
Well, sorry to interrupt, but I don't think they set up the GoFundMe. I'm reading the description here. It says, commie losers invaded campuses, blah, blah, blah. These boys know men of the UNC chapel. I mean, they may have, but it's written as if somebody was doing it on their behalf to help them throw this big party that they deserve, apparently.
Okay, so somebody outside of the frat house wanted to raise money for their party.
Help us raise funds to throw this frat the party they deserve. A party worth of the boat-shoed bro lariat who did their country proud.
This seems very frat brothery.
I know.
There's a part of me, though, when I saw this story, I was just like, you know what? Give them their party. Have a fun party. I thought it was fun, because all I'm seeing on all the news stations, this is the biggest story in the country right now. Everybody's talking about how there's all these protests happening. You're seeing video of these protesters who are demanding food and all these different things. And they're saying horrible things. They're saying all these horrible, like a lot of anti-Semitic horrible things on these college campuses. And you're wondering, like, how is it possible these college campuses haven't figured out a way to, like, you know, get a hold of this situation? And so it all seemed like just kind of a bummer. And then you see something like this, you go like, oh, this is nice. There's still some people out there who you can recognize and identify with and go, they just want to hold up a flag and that's okay. And so I doubt they expected to get $500,000 for this party.
I doubt it. I mean, everything seems so hollow or something when you start to make money off
I agree.
Of it.
I think they should just, the stipulation should be they should have to spend every penny of this on the party.
Yeah.
Like no saving it for
you can't save it. You gotta use it.
Spend every penny on the party and televise it or stream it.
Well, yeah, maybe. They could, and then they'd make further money. They'd sell advertisements. But what I think they could do, I do think there's a way to back out of this so that they can save face and it doesn't feel kind of callous that they are getting all this money from this. They could throw a nice party, couple grand, they could throw a nice party and have a fun night, and they could donate the rest to some cause.
That's exactly right. They could donate to the, I don't know.
How about the Police Officers Guild who are remembering those fallen officers?
Or the Armed Forces or something. I mean,
Anti-Defamation League, something like that.
Whatever they want to donate it to. Whatever they want to donate it to, they could donate the money, and I think they would further.
Okay.
Or
well,
they
to
could
be
spend
continued.
Every penny
receive goodwill.
On a huge party.
Or they could spend it all
as the GoFundMe intended.
And that
party.
Will be the follow up to this story, and just watch how everybody turns on everybody else.
Well,
now,
and Jake even said that John Rich, who's like a country music, he's a songwriter from Big and Rich, but he's also like a big producer in Nashville. He said he would play their event for free.
Yeah, he said, I'll do a concert for these kids.
Yeah, he saved 20 grand. Still got more.
Probably more
than 20
grand.
Are the accolades ever so slightly out of proportion for this. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Yes,
because I agree.
No, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, is this what we consider to be so big and heroic and that's it? I mean, yes, what they did was great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not at all having any kind of misgivings about what they did. I just wonder, they held up the flag, which was noble and honorable and lovely. But now, I mean, now they're like getting $500,000
and press all over
the place.
I bet you by the end of the week, unless GoFundMe shuts them down, I bet you by the end of the week it's even higher. People are just going to keep donating to this until they shut it off.
And that's just kind of America, though. It's like meme stocks, you know? People get invested in something even though they know it's not like... It would make sense if they donated it to like October 7th Vic Survivors Fund or something like that. But America kind of likes the idea that it's a frat party.
Yes, they do. I do think they like the idea that it's a frat party. But another thing that I think is the reason that this story takes hold so quickly, I think, like we were talking about at the beginning of this segment, when we're seeing all of these stories all the time, like none of us, like Sherry, you and I, we're not going to college campuses. Like we're normal people who are working our normal jobs and we're not out there like having to see this. But when we do see it on the news, we go like, ah, that's a bummer. And I don't really recognize that. And is that just what college has become? Like, that is not my memory of college. When I was on a college campus 20 years ago, when I was in college, it seemed very much like, all right, small town, college is still a fun thing. Now it's like the center of the media world is watching us. There's all this controversy happening. And so when you see these young guys doing this, you're just like, oh, okay, well, this like is some sense of normalcy that I think people are just like, I don't know how to respond to the rest of this. So why don't I just toss $5 at these kids to throw a keg party?
Good point. $5 would be fine. But I just think there might be, and this is a very subjective opinion that, you know, you have to use your own judgment on this. If I had $10,000, I might give these kids $500 and give the rest to an animal shelter.
Sure.
Or give the rest to whatever. And I'm not saying these kids shouldn't be celebrated or honored, but they're, here's the good news.
The average donation is like 10, 15
okay.
bucks.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
And they have 15,000 donations. So there's a... There's a lot of people donating very small amounts and
donating to the Rager. Like
donating to the Rager, yeah.
For that reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the message is every time somebody donates, they do put a message here. Like, this is a person just donated a couple minutes ago. I'm on the GoFundMe page right now. And $20. Well done, boys. Another one from Kim. Thank you, Brave Tar Heels, for standing and protecting our flag. I do think it elicits a response. We're a very patriotic country, like most countries are. You're really patriotic and you love your country, even if we all love it for different reasons. But we love America, and the flag stands for a different thing for all of us. And when you see somebody tearing that flag down, when you see somebody restoring that, you go, yes. You know, it's like that Iwo Jima, statue. It's very different because it's not Iwo Jima, and they didn't like risk that much to
really
do it.
They didn't really fight in a war.
Yeah, he skipped was arm day, apparently. But, you know, like, it still elicits a very visceral response.
Yes. It is the opposite of what is going on in the news and certainly at college campuses all over the place right now.
Because it feels good, yes.
Right. It's refreshing, and you're kind of wondering, are there any college students out there that do support America? Because all we hear about are the ones that are not. But there's good news. If you got expelled, let's say you're at Columbia and you're one of the people that got hauled in and arrested and now you're going to be expelled, there's a very prestigious university that is offering you a scholarship that you can take advantage of.
Pretty cool. They would just offer a scholarship. Isn't that amazing?
Offer a scholarship. There's a little bit of a wrinkle in this, though.
Well, only if you don't want to leave the country.
And you don't want to go to Shiraz University in Iran.
Because that's where this guy...
They're
very much probably in support of these protests, I would imagine.
Yes.
Apparently they're offering much, scholarships.
Well, they're very much in support of... Iran is in
supporter of Hamas. And so they're saying, hey, we recognize all of these college professors and students protesting. If you're being kicked out of college and you'd like to come and study in Iran, then here is our scholarship program. I don't know exactly how somebody can get the correct paperwork that they need to do. I imagine those are, you know, still some hurdles to jump through as far as
visa to Iran. And
there's
visas
that need to be considered. Yeah. You know, there's could be a language barrier that people might want to consider.
I would offer this. If you're one of those protesters that has caused so much havoc that you have been expelled, visiting Iran might be a good idea for you. Why don't you go there? Why don't you go to the university and see what life is like in that country?
I think you're absolutely right. It's a great way to see another part of the world.
Yeah, I would see. And then the things you are lobbying at the United States as being oppressive and horrible and misogynistic and homophobic, go to Iran. See what they have to offer.
Yeah,
change your mind.
The person who made, he's the head of Shiraz University. He made this offer and he put out this post. He said students and even professors too. This is nice for professors who've been expelled or threatened with expulsion can continue their studies at Shiraz University. And I think that other universities in Shiraz as well as Fars Province. So it's not just Shiraz. It's like any university in that area. It sounds like they're opening their doors.
Probably some bad news if you're a women's studies major.
You might be limited, correct?
Yeah, or LGBTQ or any of those.
Well, those, of course,
you're going to have issues.
You might have, again, so there's a learning curve to any college you might go to.
I think you're right. Nate Connors is coming up in the Beacon Plumbing Traffic at the Beacon. Hey, can we change it to that?
Yes.
The Beacon. Beacon Plumbing Traffic Desk. And coming up, we're going to be talking about some train robberies. Yes, it's back. Believe it or not, people are robbing trains again. And who knew? Thank you, Jake Skorheim, who's in for John Curley on the John Curley and Sherry Elicker Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Bucky's Auto Service Center. It's got 16 locations and 53 years of experience. So check out Bucky's.
I love Bucky's.
Jake, yeah, I think everybody loves Bucky's.
Yeah, it's not to love.
I have to be honest about this. Do you have a fascination? I love trains. Okay, don't get me wrong. My big bucket list thing would be go on the Orient Express.
I think
be very, very cool.
From the Agatha Christie murder mystery, right? Isn't there a murder on the Orient Express?
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe it goes from, is it Paris to Istanbul or something? Anyway, I'll never be able to afford it, but I do think trains are super cool. But you have a different fascination with them because you know that they are also mysterious. And there's an old school kind of vibe that's happening with trains right now.
Yeah. Joe brought this story to my attention. I think we both share a love of train robberies, which is what's happening right now down in San Bernardino. They are robbing trains just like they did back in the Old West. Like, you have this image of a train being stopped by a group of cowboys riding their horses, stopping in the middle of nowhere, going to the wherever they carry the cash. And, you know, like, what was it? The James Brothers or whoever, you know, robbed these trains. I don't know their names.
Yeah, Billy the Kid or something.
Billy the Kid, that's it. Could be. I don't know. Whatever. Train robbers is who we're talking about. But that's happening now. There's this group of thieves down in California who are, instead of horses, they're cars that they're stealing, but they're blocking the trains, right, Joe, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
And then they're going up and digging through the various train boxes and stealing everything.
Yep, cutting the locks on the containers, looting them, just like the good old days.
Yeah, let's see here. We have an audio piece on this.
We do, yeah.
KCAL has a news report about this. Let's play a minute of that.
Well, the old Wild West comes alive again as thieves move in on the trains in the Inland Empire. San Bernardino County deputies busted a group of thieves last night.
Yeah, the suspects are also accused of stealing vehicles to use as getaway cars. KCAL News reporter Michelle Geely with details on the investigation.
Victorville commuter Elias Vasquez bumped into a swarm of law enforcement officers as he made the long drive home Tuesday evening through the Cajon Pass. What he didn't know at the time was that officers had busted an auto theft ring in the West Cajon Valley. Looters, who the authorities say used stolen cars to burglarize Burlington Northern Santa Fe freight trains. A San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department spokesperson says the unnamed suspects forcibly stopped the trains just before 5 p.m. to steal merchandise. Officers say the thieves boarded a BNSF train, immobilizing it. According to authorities, they cut open locked shipping containers and tried to load cargo into the stolen vehicles.
It's just like the old Wild West. It's crazy.
Forrest Billington is a retired San Bernardino sheriff.
I'm going to pause it there real fast. Isn't that the best name for a sheriff in like the West, in like this old West looking town. Forrest Billington?
Yeah.
Forrest Billington. Ooh. I know. It sounds so made up.
It does sound made up. And he's got like a handlebar mustache. Yeah. He looks like, what's that guy's name?
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Yeah. He looks and sounds exactly like Sam. Is that Sam Elliott?
First lieutenant from the high desert who'd heard about the most recent train incident back in 2022. KCAL News broke the story of rampant thefts from cargo trains. Thousands of discarded cardboard boxes littered the tracks. A task force was formed.
I'm going to pause it here again really fast because they're highlighting right now. You can't see this because radio is an audio medium. But in the video that we have, they show this downtown like train yard in Los Angeles. And it looks like just a sea of boxes. There's like train tracks that the trains are able to cut through because they're very heavy. And I guess they're not like, discouraged by small boxes. But they are everywhere. And I guess it's a huge issue down there.
It was during 2020, 2021, during the pandemic. This is like this area where these trains would stop. And so these guys were just going down there. There was nobody out. And they were just looting the containers. So it seems like they've taken that concept and now they've just moved it way out in the middle of nowhere because I'm sure they beefed up security at the train stop.
Yeah, and there's some genius said, well, why don't we just do this out in the middle of nowhere? They said, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, how long does it take if you to open all these containers and do all this stuff? You'd think somebody could call 911 while they're like digging through a bunch of stuff for Target,
I guess,
or whatever they're stealing.
Can I ask you really fast about your, just as a side note, what is your fascination with overnight train travel? Because I have the same, I wouldn't call it like a fantasy, I'm not a weirdo, but I also
are you sure?
I also would really
start a debate.
Yeah, no, but I also really, that's so appealing to me. I don't know what it is. There's something about traveling on a train.
Oh, it's the best.
In a sleeping car that seems so appealing. And I also have looked into it and the price, it's astronomically expensive.
Even to take a train, like it's like a 2-night trip from here to from Seattle to Los Angeles. It's like $1,200.
I know, it's so unaffordable. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But what is it about it for you, Sherry? Like, why is that something you're into?
I don't exactly know why. I've been on the train a billion times going to New York and other places, and it's somewhat miserable. I mean, you're rocking around. And they kind of smell bad, and it's a quicker way to get to where you need to go. I think in my fantasy world, because I am a weirdo, that it would be more pleasing not as much trouble as flying, more pleasing than a cruise, which I just cannot even think about.
Oh my gosh, I love cruising. You're talking to the wrong person.
Really?
I've been on a bunch. Wow. No, I will sell you on a cruise. You want to talk about cruises? By the time we're done talking, we're going to be on
a
cruise ship.
Can you sell her on a cruise next? Because we talk about this all the time.
You wanted me to sell you on what's so great about cruising?
No, I don't.
I will happily do it next.
I will just say to you, unless you're willing to hold my hair for 7 days.
No, you don't get sick. You don't get sick on a cruise ship. You don't get sick on a cruise ship.
I was so sick. I've been on four of them, every single one of them. I was so sick.
Did you have the wristbands?
I had the wristband. I had the thing in my ear.
Did you take the medicine?
I had the medicine. I even went to acupuncture every single day.
On a cruise ship, and you still got sick?
On the cruise ship. And it did, nothing helped.
But did you enjoy the experience other than the vomiting?
No. No. It's all a sea of humanity and
No, you're on the wrong boat.
A bunch of dead people.
No, you're on the wrong boat. You guys are on the wrong
the
boat.
Refrigerator.
I will not stand for you guys to talk about cruising this way. It's fantastic. I love it's the best.
But trains in like Europe.
But trains. Back to trains.
Oh, awesome. They're great. Yeah. They're, they
like,
are.
They're smooth and they're fast and the scenery is incredible.
And they bring you beer to your seat.
Yeah. They do. Yeah, no, they're great. I took a bullet train in where was it? It was in Italy. I don't know if it was called a bullet train, but it was very, very fast. It went way faster than the trains we have here. It was so fun. Just to sit there and just like, you cannot believe how fast you're going. And you get to your destination, fine, it's great. But the sleeping compartment, that's like, that's the thing that's eluded me. Oh. I took an Amtrak once from Seattle down to Fresno for a friend's wedding. A friend and I were like, oh, it'd be really fun. Why don't we take a train down here and just make a fun trip out of it? And it was a long trip. When you're not in a sleeping car, you're just sitting in a seat, basically.
Oh, no.
And it's kind of sweaty, and it's not great.
Yeah. It's like a 14-hour flight. But I mean, you just can't get comfortable.
But you can walk around. So like the idea is that you can walk around. There's like a dining car where you can go and you can get food. There's like a ceiling made out of glass. You can order drinks and stuff. You can get like, you know, a bowl of beans or something, whatever you want to eat from there.
I mean, that's probably not a good idea on a train.
I didn't have the best choice in food. That wasn't a great experience. That's not the point. That wasn't a great experience. But a room on a train.
Yeah. Right. That's what I want to do.
More affordable. I think it would be
I wanted to also do the Rockies one, you know, where it goes from.
Somebody just texted Rocky Mountaineer train.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to do that one.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, let's go on a train trip all sometime. That'd be a blast.
And
then we'll go on a cruise.
Okay. And you can invite Nate, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Come.
Okay. Nate's like, I don't even know what they're talking about. You could be letter of the day, believe it or not. All you have to do is go to the John Curley and Cherry Elicker Show Muckleshoot Resort text line. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or you could also go to mynorthwest.com. Jake Skorheim in for John today. Okay, what do you want to do, Jake? Do you want to talk about this cat that got caught in a box? Or do you want to try to convince me of cruises and go over some zebra names that have been submitted?
Such an abundance of riches.
Yes.
I guess I want to hear some of these zebra names, if I'm being honest. I want to do that. Okay. And I can convince you to take a cruise, for sure.
Okay. We've been talking, of course, about the wild zebra that's out there. And I said, rather than just call him zebra or telling us not to ride him, we should really give him some identity by naming him.
Well, we should also say that he's not a him.
Yeah.
We just found out.
Oh,
we,
it's a girl. That's
a girl,
right.
Remember?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I've been imagining him as a boy.
Exactly.
That sounded very weird.
Yeah, dude.
Andrew, that's for you. Okay. So here are some of the things that we can. Here are some things that people have submitted for her. You can tell me if you like it or not. Zsa Zsa.
Oh, because it's a ZZ. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
All right. Zeeb Squatch.
Zebra and Sasquatch mixed. Okay. Pretty good.
Then Zebra Squatch.
That's less good.
Okay. And then there's
Zebra Squatch. Can we go back and do the cat story? I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Keep going.
God, I don't blame you. And then somebody sent something they found on Facebook, which is a meme of the zebra. And I believe he's in front of a building, like the public safety building.
Oh, my God.
Can we stop
with the AI zebra pictures?
Like, is there a lot of them?
It's on Facebook, Twitter, basically every social media. Even the WS Dots doing it now. They're
for anyone just tuning in who wasn't listening earlier or hasn't listened for the last 3 days. There was a person transporting some zebras back to Montana. I don't know what they were doing over here. Probably just sightseeing. And there was a bunch of zebras, four of them. The guy driving the trailer had to stop and fix whatever was happening on the trailer. He pulls over and the zebras make their escape. They get out. They caught three of them very quickly, but this last one has eluded everyone. And now people are seeing it in North Bend, and they don't know what to do. And people are they now are saying, if you see this thing, call 911. Please don't ride it. I guess that's a big thing that everyone. Has somebody attempted to ride it? I mean, I don't know why they would put that out.
Because it's like a horse.
I know it's like a horse.
But in
like,
a better outfit.
Can we? Since we're back on the topic, can we hear Sherry's zebra poem?
Oh yeah, do we? Yes, and we actually have audio of a zebra.
I wasn't the author.
That's
it
fair.
It was someone that submitted it yesterday, so they get full credit.
And this was Vonnie, right?
Yeah, Vonnie.
Oh, okay.
And do you have this to play, Joe, or do you want me to play? I have it here.
You got it. Okay.
I have it. All right. This is a zebra poem from Vonnie, read by Sherry.
This is from Vonnie in the 206. It's a zebra poem. I'm that zebra, and I've pulled quite a coup. I just couldn't see spending my life in a zoo. Yes, I'm easy to spot with the stripes that I've got, but fear not, kids, I know just what to do. I'll head to Seattle and pick up my pace, because even if they find me, the cops can't give chase.
That's a nice poem.
Right?
Somebody just wrote that on the fly?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I thought that was, so I'm telling you, zebra fever, it's catching on.
No, yeah. I totally agree.
Let's ride the wave, right?
This is just like the frat brothers. You know what somebody needs to do is capitalize on this quickly.
Yeah.
Like the frat bros who held the flag we just talked about.
We'll throw a party for the zebra.
We need to set up a zebra GoFundMe.
Yeah.
So the zebra can stay here. That's what we need to do. We need to purchase the zebra from the Montana people. This zebra clearly wants to be in Western Washington. Doesn't want to go back to Montana. Wants to stay in this lovely, beautiful.
We'll buy a stallion from her. Let that go in North Bend.
Yeah,
maybe they'll
find
they'll fall in love.
Yeah. They can have some zebra babies. How cool would it be if the zebra did give? I mean, this is a ridiculous scenario, but maybe this could happen. My wishes do come true. Maybe the zebra is pregnant.
Yeah, like the octopus.
Like the octopus has 50 babies.
Sure.
I don't know how many babies the zebras have.
Probably not that many.
May not be 50.
No.
Has a bunch of zebra babies, and then they just like, you know, like they're about to introduce grizzly bears into the North Cascades.
Yeah.
Why can't they do the same with zebras?
Right.
This
right.
is not dying. Apparently, they can survive here. So why not?
They can kill lions. They can handle cougars. They're going to be all right.
I 100% agree. There's a person who has a farm near my house who has a zebra.
Yeah.
So I know they can live here.
Sure.
So why can't we have natural zebras in nature?
I think we need to adopt the zebra.
I agree.
Completely.
Yeah. Let's set up a GoFundMe for it.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody just wrote in. How about ZZ Stop?
That's actually probably the best. That's the most clever.
Yeah.
I still like Kevin.
Keep them coming. Okay.